and welcome to a very special episode of The Jet Set. Today we're heading north to visit beautiful Quebec City and Charlevoix.
And I'm very jealous because sadly I didn't get to join you.
And you should be. So buckle up because this episode of The Jet Set is about to take off.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
Whether it's by strolling through beautiful streets, taking in cultural events, or experiencing some fun-filled activities, falling in love with the charm of Quebec won't take long. With its rich Indigenous, French, and British past, Quebec culture constantly finds new expression through its art and its history. To start my trip, I headed to the Hotel Musée Première Nation. This hotel is truly unique in terms of both architecture and scope. The establishment houses a museum spotlighting Huron-Wendat culture, a hotel, a natural spa, and a gourmet restaurant whose menu is inspired by the culinary tradition of Quebec's First Nations.
Yeah, I know. It's really beautiful. It's a really beautiful place here.
Oh my goodness. You know what is really amazing is that we're really close to Quebec City, but it feels like we are a world away. Tell me a little bit about the history of this place.
Yeah, sure. So, well, we need to talk a little bit about the town itself because we are in Wendake. Mm-hmm. So, Wendake is a reservation, and it's true that we feel that we are really apart from like Quebec City itself because, well, we are also inside of a different culture here. Mm-hmm. So the goal of the Hotel Museum was to show to the people the First Nation culture, the Indigenous culture, and so we wanted to show it through like the architecture, through also the inside of the building itself, but also we wanted to show you some part of the history with the museum there.
There's the museum, a restaurant, and we're going to go visit the Longhouse. Tell me a little bit about the Longhouse that we're going to go see.
Great. So the Longhouse that we'll see is a replica of traditional longhouse, so the mm-hmm. traditional household of the Wendat Nation. This type of habitation was mostly used before the arrival of Europeans, so before the colonization. What we will see there is pretty much a household that was home by a whole family, and when we're talking about a whole family, we're not talking only like four or five people like today, we're talking about more than 60 people.
Well, also, tell me a little bit about what is in the museum. What can people experience in that museum?
We try to put some faces to have guided from the First Nation, so you have people that come from Wendake here or from other tribes, mm-hmm. which is really wonderful. But we want to share to you the history and the culture of the Wendat Nation, also how the Wendat Nation adapt themselves too, because mm-hmm. What we need to know too is that the Wendat Nation didn't come from Quebec at the first time. They come from Ontario and they eventually moved here in Quebec. And so here we decide to pay a little tour and to pay a little tribute to those people and also to those lifestyle until nowadays.
So there's a little bit of luxury, a little bit of nature, a little bit of education, and a little bit of preserving the Wendat people. I love it. Can we go explore the Longhouse?
Yeah, sure, we can go there.
Let's go.
Let's go.
The entire property is a lovely tribute to the Indigenous people of the area and helps to keep alive their culture and traditions. And of course, one way to do that is through food. A meal at La Traite is a must.
Simwa, thank you so much. That was an amazing experience.
Thank you very much. I'm real glad that you enjoyed the experience, but also, well, we learned a lot about the Wendat Nation, but what we need to know is that we not only have the Wendat Nation here, we also have 11 nations in the whole province. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn more, you can also visit 55 of those communities that exist here. And what also is still interesting is that we pay a visit at the museum, but if you want to, we have different many experiences here in Wendake. For example, we have Anwa Lumina, which is really interesting. You have different lights, you have different songs. So it's a really immersive multimedia experience that you can live there, which is really interesting though.
Samuel, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bobby, the Longhouse was absolutely amazing. They recreated it and it felt like you were in 1620. It was awesome.
That must have been amazing.
It was really cool. And the food, of course, the food was just delicious. Okay, so did you know also, Bobby, that Quebec City is one of the oldest European settlements in North America?
No, I honestly had no idea.
Well, sit back and relax and learn things. Okay, it's also the only fortified city north of Mexico whose walls still exist, and with so much history, I decided to take a walking tour of the city to learn more.
Bonjour, Bonjour, Nikki. Nice to finally meet you. Welcome in Quebec City.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is my first time here. I am so excited. What are we going to do today?
That's awesome. I'm taking you on a walking tour in the old Quebec. For the next 2 hours, we'll spend a good time in here. I'll make sure you learn a bit about my beautiful Quebec City.
Okay, so what is this called?
So that place here is called the St. Louis Gate,
okay.
La Porte Saint-Louis. This is one of the main exits to get inside the fortifications. So that's where travel in time starts. Behind us, that's the 2000s.
Yeah.
And here, we're back in the 1600s, 1700s.
This is so cool.
So here we are, Nikki. I'd like to get a little closer from the Parliament building here. This is the center of the political power in Quebec City. This is where the premier of the province of Quebec is sitting. So that's not where you'll meet Justin Trudeau. He's in Ottawa. But here you've got the premier of the province. Nice building.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Merci, merci beaucoup, Simon. Thank you so much for showing me this amazing city. I love it.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm so glad you really enjoyed that tour with me.
It was so interesting seeing so much history, so well preserved, and now all that walking. I am starving. Where should I go for lunch?
Well, now you know that Quebec is the place for history buff. It's also the place for foodies.
Yes.
So I know that place, La Bouche.
La Bouche.
You must try it. That's
okay.
A place to learn a bit more about French-Canadian traditional meal with old twists.
Oh, I love it. Simon, thank you so much.
Just
I'll see you next time.
Street. See you. Bye-bye. Bye.
After a long walk in the chilly winter weather, no spot is more perfect than La Bouche. Hearty, traditional Quebecois food is a delight. Pair it with a warm drink and don't miss the pudding du chômeur. You might just have yourself a perfect meal. Okay. Hello, everyone at La Bouche. That was one of the most delicious restaurants I have ever been to. That dessert, you know when like something's really good and everyone gets quiet? Mm-hmm. That was one of those times. It was absolutely delicious.
Also, delicious.
Hi, everybody at La Bouche. It was delicious.
We'll be right back with more of the Jet Set from Quebec after a quick break. Welcome back to the Jet Set, where this week we're exploring Quebec.
And winter in Quebec doesn't mean staying inside. The outdoors offers something for everyone, from sledding to ice skating. You're sure to find an activity that's right for you. I'm so excited to do my first toboggan ride.
Their traditional toboggan run is one of the oldest attractions in town. This impressive structure appeared on the Dufferin Terrace in 1884.
C'est bon! We're here! Mark, this is amazing! We're at Dufferin Terrace?
Absolutely.
Oh my god, and this toboggan slide is actually older than
the Chateau Frontenac, believe it or not.
What I love is I've seen kids, I've seen adults, and everyone in between. Everyone enjoying this amazing winter activity. So, are you up for a race?
Absolutely, and let me tell you a secret. The louder you yell, the faster you go. So that's a trick. Let's try it out.
I grabbed my sled and made my way up to the massive structure. It's definitely a hike to the top, but racing down the slide at up to 40 miles per hour made me feel like a kid again.
Go! I admit it, I lost this race. I'll have to practice again.
Yeah. That was so much fun. I felt like a little kid. That was just so much fun. When you come to Quebec City, you have to come here to Dufferin Terrace and do the slide. But guess what? The winter activities are just beginning. Now I'm gonna go try ice skating. About winter in Quebec City is not to avoid the cold, but to get out into the cold. There are so many fun, amazing winter activities to do on a day in Quebec City like this. If you're a beginner like me, you can use one of these support walker things that make it easy and fun, so anyone can do it. Bobby, I had so much fun on the toboggan. I mean, you can just hear me just like laughing the entire time.
It sounded like it, but you know, I really need to talk about your ice skating walker. I was a little surprised that with your athleticism, you didn't really know how to ice skate.
You know, I'm not the best at everything. I know this is going to come as a shock, but they were so kind to see that I was like, I'm not the best ice skater. And they gave me one of those things. But once I got on there, just to be gliding.
Yeah, I saw.
Like a gazelle across the ice I was. Now, if you're looking for a more unique experience, you have to check out the Hotel de Glace. With its majestic snow arches, crystal clear ice sculptures, and beautiful rooms, the only Hotel de Glace in North America transforms itself year after year to charm its visitors. I went to immerse myself in its magical atmosphere and enjoy a one-of-a-kind winter experience. Bienvenue à Hôtel de Glace. Let's go.
This unique destination hotel is built each winter with a new theme. It's more than just a hotel. It's an immersive piece of art.
Oh my God. This place is amazing. The Hôtel de Glace has 46,000 square feet, 22 suites, a chapel. You can get married here. And I think the best part of the whole hotel is right around the corner. So come with me. The ice bar.
Of course, grabbing a cocktail served in a solid ice cup can't be missed. The Hotel de Glace is one of the most magical places to explore. The massive scale means there's always a new room or piece of sculpture to discover.
This is amazing! Oh my God! This is absolutely incredible. And you know what's really cool is that each of the suites and the rooms have their own art, their own sculptures. It is absolutely incredible. And another really unique feature about the Hotel de Glace is that if you get a little bit too cold out here, you also have your own room inside the hotel. So in case you get a little bit chilly. But I don't know, my room looks pretty amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, just the sheer talent of these artists that were carving these ice sculptures, it was absolutely incredible.
Okay, but did you get to spend a night there?
No, but what they do is they give you like heated sleeping bags so that you can stay there. And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
There's rooms are booked in. And what's really cool is every single room is totally unique.
When you take me back to go visit Quebec, since I couldn't go this time, we need to stay there.
I think we absolutely should. As amazing as Quebec City is, I really want to explore more of the region, so I headed out to the Fairmont Le Manoir Richelieu.
Standing majestically between the sea and the mountains, the Fairmont Le Manoir Richelieu welcomes guests with a rich tradition of hospitality that combines the peaceful charm of nature and the elegance of a historic resort. While there, I went to Project Vertical to try out yet another winter activity, Via Ferrata.
Adam!
Yes?
This is amazing!
Of course it is!
Oh my God, look at this!
Welcome!
So tell me a little bit about what we're doing today. I've got a lot of gear on.
Yes, you've got a lot of gear.
I've got
a little bit more than you, but I'm not explaining this.
What are we going to be doing today?
So today we will do a Via Ferrata, with the accent, Via Ferrata.
Via Ferrata.
In Latin it means iron way. So it will be like a line all the way from the beginning to the end.
Okay.
And you will be attached on this and you will go on the cliff. On the trees during a lot of time just for you.
Perfect. And with this view here,
this is a fantastic thing to be doing at the Fairmont in Namur. I love it. Okay, I'm ready to get started.
Cool.
Let's go do it.
Explain some stuff. Yeah, so we will start with this system. And here at Projet Vertical in the Manoir Richelieu, we've got this unique system, which is called the continuous line system.
Okay.
And it's really easy. I mean, for family, for you, even for us, it's easy. We just have to put this on this little slate, and it's done, and it's finished. You don't have to do nothing. Just have to walk a little bit, come with me, and at each section, you will pass another one, and that's it.
Hiking through the beautiful scenery while enjoying the spectacular views was a thrill. The course allows you to enjoy breathtaking views of the St. Lawrence River as you ascend the rock wall, traverse exposed wooden bridges, and even a zip line. If you have the chance to visit, this is a must-try activity.
Oh, wow! Adam, this is amazing! Thank you so much. What an amazing way to spend my time here at the Fairmont. Thank you so much.
Okay, that looked like an adventure.
I know, it really was. It was so fun, and shout out to our wonderful guides for keeping us safe and making it so much fun.
We've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more from Charlevoix still to come.
Did you see me and all the gear?
I know.
I had gear and gear, and I was latching a gear and gear, and I was in the snow. Hello and welcome back to the Jet Set, where today we're exploring Quebec and Charlevoix. For our last day, I headed to Le Massif de Charlevoix, the highest vertical drop east of the Canadian Rockies, with a spectacular panorama between river and mountain, and loose snow galore. A classic Le Massif must-do is sledding. See the mountain from a wildly different perspective. The 7.5-kilometer sled run is fast, fun, and a gripping experience.
So excited to go down the mountain! Everyone, I am at Le Massif de Charlevoix. I am, look at what Nikki's doing. Just, you know, regular day, I'm sledding. This is so much fun. I have the best guides with me. I'm gonna head down the mountain. Let's go.
After a quick lesson from our wonderful guide, I was ready to set off. Gliding down the mountain while taking in the beautiful scenery was a wonderful way to spend an afternoon.
So much fun! Sledding at Le Massif de Charlevoix is so fun, and look at this view. Oh, amazing. What a great day.
After we finished, I headed back up the mountain to Camp Boulay, the perfect après sledding spot, and met with head chef David Forbes.
Chef, thank you so much for having us here. Once we arrived, this view is absolutely spectacular, and to have this restaurant right here, this is amazing. Tell me about some of your favorite things on the menu.
I don't really have favorite things on the menu. I mean, favorite things come and go depending on the season, the food that's coming out, harvested, or what I can find and everything. The thing is fun about food is the way it changes. Probably what is the thing that defines me about food is the way I approach it, very simple. I like to play with texture, flavors, but I wanted people to recognize what they're eating.
Okay, well, will you join me for lunch and then will you come skiing with me?
I wish I could, but I'll be working today.
All right, Chef, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Nikki.
A meal at Camp Boulay is second to none. Enjoy fresh, local food paired with an incredible setting. It is simply wonderful.
What a delicious meal. That was amazing. The view, the chef, the food, the restaurant, everything was amazing. Bobby, you're gonna be jealous.
For our final night in Charlevoix, we headed to the beautiful Hotel Saint-Germain. I sat down with Sebastian Leclerc to learn about this lovely property.
Sebastian, thank you so much for having us at the hotel.
You're very, very welcome. Yes.
It's beautiful here.
Bienvenue, bienvenue.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Au Germain, à l'Hôtel Germain, spa Charlevoix in Baie-Saint-Paul.
It is absolutely beautiful here, but this is a unique place. Tell me why this hotel is unique.
It is for many reasons. Mm-hmm. One of them is the hotel is a farm, so we have our animals on site. Mm-hmm. We grew up our own vegetables. Actually, during summer, we have 6 people working full-time for the farm. Mm-hmm. And we use all those products during all year long in the restaurant, mm-hmm. so we're very happy. And
amazing. And I heard you have my favorite kind of cows, they're kind of like the Scottish Highland cows.
Yes,
those are my favorite.
Yeah, they're very nice. And people just like to walk around outside and watch the animals, the alpacas at summertime.
Wonderful. And you guys also have an amazing spa here as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Tell me about the spa.
We have a very nice spa and also a pool that is open during summer. So mm-hmm. we offer a lot of different services at this spa. And,
So I can have a massage after a full day of skiing or mountain biking in the summer.
Absolutely.
I can come here.
We have a pool outside, the cold as well, the steam, so everything that you need in a spa.
Wonderful. Now, also, Sebastian, tell me about, there's a train station also
yes,
that
so
is here?
Yes, so there's a train station at the hotel, so you mm-hmm. can take the train from Quebec and arrive directly at the hotel, enjoy the stay, and then coming back by the train. The train is a really nice ride along the river, so you mm-hmm. have the view of the river, of the mountain. I would like to mention as well that we are fully pet friendly, so if you want to bring your dogs, you're more than welcome, and we're gonna put a little caution and some food for the dogs.
So, buffet.
Yeah, a lot of our clients like to bring their animals with
I'm
them.
I'm sure. Merci
yeah.
beaucoup, Sebastian.
You're
very
welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Merci.
Thank you.
Charlevoix is really beautiful.
Well, it really felt like winter up there.
Yeah.
It was like a winter magical wonderland, and there was so much snow. It was absolutely incredible. The sledding was so much fun, and if you have a chance, you have to go to Camp Boulay. Do it. Just stop what you're doing right now and go there. The food was incredible. I really love eating all over the place.
Yeah, just keep making me more and more jealous as the show goes on. We have to take one final break, but we still got more from Quebec to come. Don't go anywhere.
So the Camp Boulay, it's at the top of the ski run, so everyone's coming off the ski lift and you're in the restaurant watching everyone go whee down the mountain and the view over the bay.
You sent me a video from there, didn't you?
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's time to wrap up our trip to Quebec. It was so much to do and see, we couldn't pack it all into one show. So here are a few must-see spots when you're visiting. Okay, go visit Montmorency Falls. Montmorency Falls is a spectacular, oh my goodness, it is unbelievable. It's a spectacular site for anyone seeking an escape from the city. It's located just 15 minutes away from the city center, and the falls are 98.4 feet taller than Niagara Falls. It
wow.
was incredible. The view from up there is something you won't want to miss. It was amazing. Okay, go grab a cocktail at the Clubby Bar. Spectacular city views are paired with expertly crafted cocktails. I had one of the best drinks I have ever had, Bobby. And you know I've had a lot of cocktails all over the world. It was so good. It's the perfect place to enjoy a cozy warm drink. And then finally, my favorite, go eat at La Boucherie. You guys have to really stop what you're doing and go here. It was so good. Enjoy traditional Quebecois cuisine in a warm and charming atmosphere. Exceptional service is only outshone by the incredible dessert and everything that you eat there. It was so good.
Okay, this trip looked amazing. Can't wait to join you.
I know. Okay, well, thanks for watching, and a special thanks to Bonjour Quebec for making this whole trip possible.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Bye. I mean, if I can survive that cold, then anyone can survive that cold. And I was like, wait, you see me drink the snow angels in the snow?
I will forever.